Welcome mga kapatid, mga kaibigan, sa inyong lahat na nagsubaybay at sumusunod sa ating God's Word for Today devotional in this beautiful Saturday morning. Kumusta na po yung lahat at salamat po sa Panginoon that you can begin a new book sa New Testament na naman tayo sa Book of Acts. At sana po itong journey natin sa Book of Acts ay maging blessing din sa ating lahat as we continue to journey with the Lord. Ang aking dalangin ay magkaroon tayo ng araw-araw na guidance how we can become the right kinds of people, His children, His servants that can serve God better, that will grow in our grasp of who God is, and then we will love His word as well. So, simulan na natin sa Acts chapter 1, verses 1 to 5 this morning. Acts chapter 1, verses 1 to 5 this morning. O Teofilo, sa unang aklat ay isinulat ko ang tungkol sa lahat ng ginawa at itinuro ni Jesus mula sa simula. Hanggang sa araw na iakyat siya sa langit, pagkatapos na makapagbigay ng mga tagubilin sa pamamagitan ng Espiritu Santo sa mga apostol sa kanyang hinirang. Pagkatapos na siya ay magdusa ay buhay siyang nagpakita sa kanila sa pamamagitan ng maraming mga katunayan. Nagpakita siya sa kanila sa loob ng 40 araw at nagsalita ng mga bagay tungkol sa kaharian ng Diyos. Habang kasalo nila, ipinagbili niya sa kanila na huwag umalis sa Jerusalem, kundi hintayin ang pangako ng Ama. Sinabi niya, "Ito ang narinig ninyo sa akin, sapagkat si Juan ay nagbautismo sa tubig." Subalit, hindi na abutin ng maraming araw mula ngayon na kayo'y babautismuhan sa Espiritu Santo. Now in these introductory verses that we have read, the instruction ni Jesus sa kanila sa mga disciples ay wait for the promise of the Father. Hintayin ang pangako ng Panginoon Ama. The Acts of the Apostles could be rightly referred as the Acts of the Holy Spirit. Kasi the Holy Spirit is the prominent person, figure din dito na nag-orchestrate sa gawain ng simbahan, particularly sa mga Hudyo at sa mga disciples that they comprise the first church, of how God used them through the Holy Spirit's working in their lives to spread the gospel in all the regions na sinasabing from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria and even to the whole Roman Empire. The Acts of the Apostles is Luke's second book to Theophilus. Ang author dito ay si Lucas. He is the only Gentile author. At ang kanyang sinulatan ay si Theophilus. Ang unang sinulat ni Lucas ay ang Gospel of Luke, of course. And this is the second book that he wrote. Matanong natin, sino ba itong si Theophilus o si Theophilo na sinulatan ni Lucas? Luke gives him the title Most Excellent, kung sa ating Greek pa, Kriastikos, na nagpapahayag that he is in the Roman military equestrian corps. Mabasa natin yan sa Luke chapter 1 verse 3. Itong equestrian corps sa Roman military is the unit na dito po kinukuha ang mga procurators of Judea na mabasa natin sa Acts 24 verse 2 and 26 verse 25. Dagdag pa sa ating nalalaman na sinulat ni Lucas ito ang the Acts of the Apostles during Paul's first imprisonment, right after Paul's first imprisonment recorded in Acts 28 verse 30. At dito po napapansin natin na ang Roman persecution is heating up and maging very sensitive and very crucial na mang persecution ay lumaganap po sa lahat ng lugar. Kaya nga, most probably, Luke, as he wrote this second letter, had used a pseudonym, Theophilus. Ang kahulugan nito ay lover of God, to hide the identity of a Christ follower who holds a high rank in the local government. So, maring it was a pseudonym sa isang high-ranking official na naging Kristiyano. Si Lucas ay sumulat ng unang libro, which is the Gospel of Luke or the Book of Luke. At binanggit niya doon at ipinahayag niya doon extensively ang buhay at ang tinuturo ni Panginoong Jesucristo. Luke has not met Jesus personally. But according to Acts 24:26, Luke has an ample time during Paul's imprisonment in Caesarea Maritima na matagpuan niya or makasalawa. He can be with the apostles and he could know and interview sa mga apostoles sa detalye about Jesus' ministry. So he learned this from the apostles themselves. Nung natapos na si Kristo ay namatay, inilibing siya at saka nabuhay ulit, Luke emphasized that Jesus has appeared once again to them for 40 days. He reiterated the manifestation of God's kingdom. Binalik niyang ni Panginoon sa Kristo ang pagpalala sa kanila na ang kaharian ng Panginoon ay darating na. He did spend time explaining how the Old Testament scriptures has prophesied his death and resurrection. Kita natin yan sa Luke 24. And Jesus' instruction also include the Great Commission na mabasa natin sa Matthew 28. And para sa mga apostoles din, that they are going to stay in Jerusalem and wait for the promised Holy Spirit. That the disciples, dapat hindi sila aalis sa Jerusalem, but they will faithfully or they will patiently wait for the promise of the Father, which he had said, "You heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." So they are going to wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit. Since nakita nila na si Panginoon Kristo ay tunay na bumangon galing sa kamatayan, galing sa libingan, as he has said, as he has promised, they should not doubt about the other promises of Christ. Hindi ba? Dapat hindi din tayo mag-doubt. Because if he has risen from the dead, he could be trusted. He proved his words to be true. So because of that, he had earned our trust in all areas of our lives. Certainly, he would fulfill his promises. However, ang kailangan na natin is that we are going to wait patiently. Yes, God's promise will be fulfilled, but we have to wait. We have to be very patient. As the writer of Hebrews said in Hebrews chapter 10, 35 and 36, "Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised." Ang paghintay, kung ang ating hinihintay ay siguradong darating, nakakabigay sa atin ng tunay na hope and strength, hindi ba? If we are waiting for something that is surely to happen, it gives us joy, strength, and hope na nakakabigay sa atin ng lakas sa ating puso. Si Haring David ay sumulat sa Psalms 27 verse 13 to 14 about the reality of waiting. He said, "I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I believe that I can see. I believe that I shall look." You need to see is to believe sa mundo na to. Yun ang prinsipyo ng mundo. To see is to believe. Para sa atin, baliktad. To believe is to see. God promised, we have to believe in order that we will be able to see. And then in verse 14, Psalmist David said, wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Ang paghihintay po ay kailangan na i-practice natin. Because dito tayo magkaroon ng strength. Waiting is part of the training and we become strong, and even the fulfillment of God's promise are those to those who wait. This was corroborated by Isaiah, ang sinasabi po ng author ng Hebrews. Na-corroborate din ito ni Isaiah sa Isaiah 40 verse 31. And let me read. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. 14 days, naghintay ang mga apostoles sa Jerusalem. At the upper room, they were praying. 120 of them. They were worshiping there together with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and all the disciples. And siguro may mga bata din doon, mga kababaihan. They were praying and waiting for the coming of the Holy Spirit. They believe on what Jesus had said. Yes, hindi tayo bibiguin if we are going to wait, because God has promised and His promises are always true. He promised to come again. Yes, we can wait that He will come again. He said that in Titus 2, or Paul said it in Titus chapter 2, verse 13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will surely come, my friends, my brothers and sisters in the Lord. When the roll is called up yonder, I hope that you'll be there. When the roll is called up there, I hope that you are sure that your names are called. Salamat po sa Panginoon for His assurance that sa lahat po na nanampalataya sa Kanya, our names are written in the book of life. Sigurado, because si Panginoon Kristo ay hindi nagsinungaling. When He said, I will rise again, He rose from the dead, proving that He is trustworthy. Do you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Do you trust that His words are always true? Otherwise, we are accusing Him that He is a liar. But He is not. He is true because He is God. Manalangin tayo. Panginoon, salamat po for today. For this book in Acts that we can read and we can see the unfolding of the acts of the Holy Spirit. Help us to be encouraged that ang inyong mapangako ay hindi mapapako. You will be true because you are God. Help us to be patient, to wait, Lord, because you promise, but the fulfillment of it, we need to wait. So today, Lord, we want to wait upon you. Help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.